The Call of the Wild, the creative economy of the North Woods, travels the highways and back roads of northern Minnesota to meet the people who live and work here. From the crafters and artists to the hunters and gatherers to loggers and entrepreneurs. Today, Marlon Davidson and Don Knutson.
The thin sticks of popple wood are bone white, creating a forest-like frame around a central image. This unusual art is the work of two Bemidji artists who have been at this a long time. This week, I'm talking to Marlon Davidson and Don Knutson.
For many, many years, we've done our own art, each one of us, and then we also do collaborations. I was a painter and a printmaker, and Don did furniture and sculpture, and also worked as a journeyman window display artist.
Marlon and Don are partners in life and partners in their art. Their Bemidji home includes a studio for both artists and a garage that's been converted into a gallery, Don Mars Studio. They've been together since their college days, an astounding 58 years. Don, now 84 years old, moved to Bemidji as a young boy.
And when I was about 8 years old, we moved to Bemidji, and then I really started living. I really did. I didn't even like school in Grand Forks, so when I came here, I went to Northern School, which is out in the country, and I thought, oh, this is marvelous, and I really liked it here. And I love the woods. You know, I've been in the woods all my life. That's partly why I'm using wood.
Don Knutson builds furniture and works with wood, including the popple branch art that is his signature.
You know, there's our popple saplings. You know, when they harvest popple trees, cut them down for lumber, well, then all these suckers come up, and that's what I use.
He also likes to create with whatever comes to him. He shows me a beautiful piece made from a deconstructed piano.
This woman had a garage sale, and in a box she had all the piano parts from her piano. She had taken them out and made a bookcase out of her piano, an upright piano. And so I bought all these parts, and then I put them together like this. It's sold, but she hasn't picked it up yet.
Don began his career as a window dresser in the Twin Cities, but always left room for his art.
We could do whatever we wanted. Whatever the theme was, we could make a beautiful window out of it. But that doesn't happen anymore, I don't think.
Don is the quiet one of the two. Marlon Davidson is a painter and collage artist. He's also a published writer. Marlon grew up in Grand Rapids and tributes an early teacher for his life as an artist.
And one of the important things she said to me when I was 15 years old is, you have a special ability here, and with that ability, you have to dedicate yourself in a way, and it's hard work. I mean, you're going to have to study hard and do well in school and so on if you want to become an artist. And that meant something to me at that point.
Both men got degrees at Bemidji State University.
That's where we met.
And that's where we met, yes. And I had to make a living. So like a lot of other people in the arts, I decided I would teach. And I had really loved all the years that I put into teaching. And I consider that to be just as important as my art production. The last 10 years of my teaching was at the university here in the visual arts department. So we had our incomes, but we pursued our career in producing art also.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week I'm talking to Bemidji artists Marlon Davidson and Don Knutson. After creating as individual artists for many years, Don and Marlon begin to collaborate. They took Marlon's collage work and framed them with ghostly-looking forests of sticks.
I could do a collage kind of thing, and Don could do the wood. He'd already been framing my work for me, and it was at some point that the frames became more important, and they had an equal dignity along with my art. So that's how it happened. When I'm finished with the drawing, then I cut it up. and I rearrange it. Once I start putting things down, it suggests a way to go. And I have certain symbols or subject matter that reappears in my art. Fish, landscape, birds.
There's something so nice about two elders who have grown into their art and into their own souls over a lifetime. They seemed completely at home in their own skins.
Yeah, it's one of the things that has changed for me, and that's with age, is that when I was 30 or 40, a lot of the work that I did, I discarded because it didn't meet my standards or it just didn't satisfy me. And that has stopped. I now throw away almost nothing. I know where I'm going. I know what's going to happen as I work. And so I'm not wasting any time at this point in my life.
In a world where LGBT people are fighting for their rights, Don and Marlon are also completely at home with their relationship as a gay couple.
In fact, once when I told my mother, well, she was talking about somebody else's boy and what he had done or something, and I said, well, he's gay. And she said, oh, do you think so? And I said, well, sure he is. I said, I'm gay. And she said, oh, I didn't want you to ever tell me that. I knew it, but I didn't want to hear you say it. I don't know what that means.
It just was accepted, and we never had one bad experience.
Everywhere we lived, we were out. I mean, not that we went around and preached that we were out, but everyone just knew, and we got along very well in every neighborhood where we lived.
Marlon's many years as a teacher and a writer have given him a strong sense of the importance of the arts in all of our lives. He dislikes seeing this life-giving force being cut in our schools.
It's really a very tragic thing. Of course, I believe that art is absolutely essential to kids, and it makes me feel very badly. I can only believe that eventually we'll swing back up to recognition of the importance of art.
Don and Marlon's creative works hang in private homes and institutions across the country, and as far away as Norway and Finland. They give me a quick tour of their studios and home, and I notice there are no rocking chairs on a porch for these two elders. One does not retire from art.
No. It isn't slowing down.
I can't imagine people when they get old who have nothing to do. What do they do? You know, if we weren't doing art, what the hell would we be doing? Sitting here looking at the wall or what? I don't know.
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.